Well, the recent furor over the Sky News neo-Nazi guest reignited a debate about racism in Australia. Aboriginal leader and writer Jack Lattimore had a piece on this in The Guardian the other day that began like this, and I quote, "There's no question that Australia is a far more racist country than its political class like to admit. If you were to ask me, I'd probably agree. But that also raises the issue of politicians playing the race card. Former Liberal leader John Hewson, you've had some things to say about that. It can be all too convenient for politicians to play that race card, can't it?"
It certainly can, Bill. I mean, just on the first point, I mean, as long as we don't give our the Aboriginal community proper recognition in our constitution and really don't seriously close the gap in terms of Aboriginal disadvantage, I mean, they're going to understandably, justifiably think that the rest of us are racist. We aren't trying hard enough after a couple of hundred years, actually, you know, of not really having done it. Now, a lot of the billions of dollars have been spent on it. A lot of words have been expressed. But the bottom line is they feel justifiably still disadvantaged. And I think that's a key element. The second thing is that I went to a speech this week at the University of Western Sydney, by the ex-race discrimination commissioner, his final speech, where he summarises experience in the last few years dealing with issues like 18C and immigration and so on. And, you know, unfortunately, there are examples there of extreme racism being evident in Australian society. And it doesn't matter whether it's sort of the platform that the likes of Pauline Hanson have been running, or you get, you know, previous attorney generals saying that people should be free to be bigots if they want to, you know, all the way down to sort of the nudge-nudge, wink-wink, you know, about immigration, which really is code for let's sort of restrict Muslim immigration or whatever.
We'll come to some of these points in a minute, but playing the race card really does erode our social fabric, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I think that, you know, I was asked some time ago, what's been the greatest success in Australia in the post-war period? You know, and you sort of turn your mind to sporting achievements or maybe big policy initiatives like the National Disability Scheme or Medicare or so on. But I'd have to say that the fact that we've been able to build a very tolerant, multiracial, multi-ethnic, multi-religious community, which by just about any measure is the envy of the world, I think that's our greatest success.
Yes.
But having said that, I mean, it is a work in progress. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be looked after.
Yes.
So where there's these racist sentiments emerge on particular issues or on particular occasions where a politician wants to, you know, score some short-term political points and sort of try and be in a populist fashion, pull some support to themselves, I think they've got to be outed, and the argument's got to be taken to them that this is potentially dangerous and going to destroy the social fabric of the Australian society, which, you know, we should jealously guard.
Yeah. John, do you agree with Jack Lattimore that Australia is more racist than we like to admit?
Well, I think there's always been what I'd describe as sort of a racist undertone in Australia.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it, in some cases, you don't have to scratch the surface too much to see it emerge. You saw it in the Pauline Hanson speech, for example, in the Howard response when she made her maiden speech. I mean, Howard, the government, let it sit on the table for a few days, didn't comment, and finally sort of said, oh, well, you know, we have to recognise that there are significant people, you know, people in Australia that do hold these views, which is nudge, nudge, wink for, you know, we've got to be let these run, expecting in political terms that she would stimulate some electoral support.
So is it true that Pauline is reflecting the views of many voiceless Australians?
Well, to some extent. I mean, there's certainly those who hold those views, and she's gone further, of course, on occasions and focused on Muslim immigration or others. I mean, we had Dutton recently talking about wanting to be a favourite treatment for white South African farmers. You know, look, there are elements in the society where people are playing, what I would say are playing the race card, which they think will bring them some sort of short-term political advantage, which, quite frankly, it's very, very bleak if it does, and it risks doing really serious long-term damage to the fabric of our society, which we should be proud of and be jealously protecting and developing very carefully.
I'm talking with former Liberal leader John Hewson. John, there's a view among other politicians that any sort of free speech goes, even racist stuff. What do you say to that?
Well, this is always difficult debate in politics, and I mean, it's reared its head a bit in recent years too about whether people should be allowed to have free speech, whether they should.
Yeah, George Brandis.
And Brandis, you know, saying that that in response to a move to try and change 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, and basically the Racial Discrimination is the standard act, as you say, is the standard yep. that was set by Whitlam
yep.
in the 70s and observed by people like Fraser when he brought in the Vietnamese yep. boat people and so on. I mean, this has been a standard. And when you start to say, oh, we ought to change the words of a particular section of the Act, even though there's another part of the Act that does protect free yep. speech, and you use a free speech argument about reforming 18C, and you don't worry about 18D, I mean, you're playing a game, aren't you? You're scoring yep. points. You're playing the race card.
So, John, is it better to call out racists or just ignore them?
They've got to be called out. I mean, they've got to be exposed. I mean, I don't mind them standing up and defending their position, but they've got to be, you can't let statements that are obviously racist just go into the ether. Right, I think they've got to be identified and called out, and those who make them have got to have it pointed out to them that this is not the way we have operated in this country for several decades, and we should be very proud of what we have achieved.
God bless you, mate. I'm so proud of you. Thanks so much for talking tonight.
Thanks very much, mate.